Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the epistle for this Sunday, the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 10th through the 13th verses. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." This epistle, which from ancient times has been read on this second Sunday before the beginning of Lent, is the longest and in many ways the most puzzling of all the epistles that are read in church in the course of the church year. We hear St. Paul's lengthy catalogue of the hardships and tribulations that had plagued his whole work as an apostle. And we hear of a very mysterious vision in which he was caught up into paradise, where he saw and heard what cannot be described in human language. In the words of the portion of the epistle just read, we hear of how our Lord sent him some kind of affliction, which he calls a thorn in the flesh, to keep him from being conceited because of the wonders he had seen and heard, and of how he three times asked the Lord Christ to remove this affliction. But instead of removing it, the Lord tells Paul that his grace is sufficient for him because his power is made perfect in weakness. And so in humble submission, Paul receives this message from the Savior and adds that he is therefore content to take whatever hardships the Lord may send. And Paul then concludes with these words, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." When I am weak, then I am strong. What a very strange thing to say. You might even find yourself wondering if it makes any sense at all. When I am weak, then I am strong. Well, in terms of worldly wisdom, it doesn't make any sense, because weak is weak and strong is strong. But St. Paul isn't speaking in terms of worldly wisdom. Paul is speaking in the light of Christ crucified, who, according to St. Paul, is the wisdom and the power of God. Christ crucified, the wisdom and the power of God. But how can that be? One young Jew nailed to a Roman cross, the power and the wisdom of God. A crucified human being, the power and the wisdom of God. Well, in the eyes of the world, this is nothing but folly. And Jesus crucified little more than yet another pathetic example of man's inhumanity to man. But to eyes of faith, enlightened by the Holy Spirit, it is indeed in this young Jew nailed to the shameful cross that we see nothing less than the love that made and holds all things in being. With eyes of faith, we here see God come to share our weakness, to make atonement for our sins, to bridge the chasm of our rebellion against our Maker, conquering death by death, to raise us up to the life and the joy eternal. God accomplished his truly loving purpose not by power as the world understands power, nor by wisdom as the world understands wisdom, but by that which the world can only see as weakness. The weakness of Jesus' suffering love, which never demands, but only lures and invites. When I am weak, then I am strong. And as with Christ, so with us. St. Paul knew the saving power of God in the apparent weakness of Jesus crucified. Jesus' suffering love, which had conquered him, transforming him from Christ's sworn enemy into Christ's faithful servant and apostle. Willing to suffer anything to make Christ the Savior known. Paul tells us that he suffered from some kind of debilitating affliction, which he calls a thorn in the flesh. And people have, of course, speculated as to what that might have been. But when all is said and done, we simply do not know. We do know that despite all his prayers, the Lord Jesus hadn't removed the affliction, but instead assured him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." And what that means is this, that the weaker you are, the more God's strength, God's power is shown when it works, even through such weakness. When I am weak, then I am strong. So what does all this mean for you and for me? Just four very brief points. First, it of course means that discipleship, following Jesus, is not a guaranteed way to escape suffering, and anybody who thinks that it is will sooner or later be disappointed. Second, in suffering, you and I are brought face to face with the truth of who and what we in fact are. We are creatures utterly dependent on our Creator, and we are sinners utterly dependent on our Savior and his cleansing blood. Third, suffering patiently can be very fruitful if, through it, we find ourselves growing in compassion for fellow sufferers, and growing in faith in the Lord Jesus, whose strength sustains us where our own strength fails. Fourth and last, having experienced God's sustaining strength in our weakness all the days of our life, we can then face with sure confidence and steadfast hope that last inescapable revelation of our weakness, when at life's end our own strength utterly and completely fails, and all that's left is to fall into the arms of God. When I am weak, then I am strong. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. And having now heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty.